This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Well, good morning, America. Another week behind us, another time to talk about what went on, what's going on right now. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I often refer to what the leftists do as the template. And the template is the same, no matter what they want to talk about, whether it's climate change, single payer, gun control. And right now it's COVID-19, coronavirus. Let's look, and I'm going to compare the overlays for you so that you can just illustrate this. This is not a lesson, by the way, the left would ever give you. This is all on me. Congratulations. Because we're always with the left. There's never a moment where we're sitting there and there's no hysteria going on. We go from hysteria to hysteria. And even that's not quite accurate. Because now with them, because they're so desperate to seize power once again, because the lid has been blown off of the little subterfuge that they have, we now endure multiple hysterias at once. All right, now the flavor of the month is COVID-19 or coronavirus, which I'm sure the Corona Beer Company loves that immensely to have it named that. In addition to China, where the virus originated, major cities in Italy and Japan are in lockdown mode. And Japan has closed all of their schools, all the way up from kindergarten all the way up to college. In the United States, where, as I'm speaking right now, I think 11, 12 people have died from this, the states of Washington, where all six of the deaths occurred, and Florida and the city of San Francisco, have declared states of emergency. Many international and domestic business conferences have been canceled, including the Google News Initiative Summit in late April in Sunnyvale, California, the Microsoft MVP Global Summit March 15th through 20th in Bellevue and Redmond, the Facebook Global Marketing Summit March 9th through 12th in San Francisco, the Mobile World Congress Barcelona, billed as the largest mobile event in the world. Amazon has asked its 798,000 employees to stop all non-essential travel, both domestic and international, immediately. According to Time, which we've seen this with the stock market, which, you know, stock market is very skittish all the time. They're always skittish in the stock market. According to Time, U.S. stocks lost nearly 12% and $3.5 trillion was erased from U.S. listed stocks. It was the worst week for stocks since the financial crisis in October 2008, except they are missing one thing. It's still above what? 24,000, 25,000, which it's never been at that level. That's the new normal here in these United States. Now, if these trends continue, right, and understand this, these trends are driven right now by the media and by the left. But if these trends continue, the world economy is likely to enter a recession, if not a depression. And then we have hysteria, right? So, unless the coronavirus becomes this worldwide mass killer, it will be fair to say that the hysteria over coronavirus is going to cause much more suffering than the virus. And all this leads to three questions. Why aren't we seeing, number one, why aren't we seeing a sober, measured reaction to the virus? Well, that's because that serves no purpose. We need power. We need it now. Number two, what has caused this hysteria? Well, the left and the media mainly. And number three, why are so many people in panic mode? Because so many people don't understand critical thinking. Now, answer to question one, because people have lost all perspective. This flu, like SARS and swine flu before it, has been given a name. But every year, tens of thousands of people die from the season's generic flu. in the 2017-2018 flu season in America alone, according to the CDC, 61,000 people died of the flu. But because that flu doesn't have a special name, no one other than the individuals close to those who died from the flu knows or cares about any no-name flu. 2003, there was hysteria over SARS, which also originated in China, and which killed a total of 774 people in 29 countries. In 2009, the World Health Organization, which should be renamed the World Hysteria Organization, raised worldwide pandemic alert level to the swine flu, which is a variant of the H1N1 virus, to phase 6, which is the highest alert level. According to the CDC, the swine flu infected approximately 61 million Americans, of whom 12,269 died. To put that into perspective, also according to the CDC, the next season's flu, that of 2010-2011, killed about 37,000 Americans. The no-name flu. In 2012, 2013, 43,000 died of the flu. And, you know, then the aforementioned 61,000. So, there you have it. Answer the question, too, overwhelmingly because of the news media. Like I said, the news media has been breathlessly reporting virtually every new diagnosis of the coronavirus 24/7. Typical of the media reporting is this from Canada's most widely read newspaper, the Globe and Mail. They said COVID-19 spread so rapidly that one Harvard researcher has warned that 40 to 70% of the world's adults will be infected. What they don't bother to tell you is that being infected is for almost everyone not remotely life-threatening. It's sort of like having a amplified cold. Answer to question 3, and that one is perplexing. I'm not certain why people panic so easily. Maybe it's because it's built into human nature. Perhaps it's the power of the media to influence people. But like I said, it's due to a lack of critical thinking. Perhaps it's because life is so easy in the modern world that people have come to expect a life without deadly illness or premature death from any cause. They've watched too many Star Trek films, I think. Perhaps it's because of the lack of perspective. And those are actually the things that people should be panicked about. For example, right now in schools, which are indoctrination centers, you have this contempt for America and capitalism and gun ownership and rights and all this other stuff taught to a generation of young Americans from elementary school through college. That is worthy of panic. The extreme levels of economy collapsing debt that we are piling on the backs of future generations to maintain entitlements is worthy of panic. So is the premature sexualization of children. Encouraging them to choose their own gender and taking five-year-olds to public libraries for the drag queen story hour. But this hardly registers in America today. I feel awful for children in America today. They are relentlessly told that global warming poses an existential threat to life on Earth. They're told that Trump poses an existential threat to America. And then, and now they're told that the families had better stock up on toilet paper because God only knows when they're going to be able to leave their homes. It was a Democratic president, if you remember, who told Americans during World War II, no less, that we have nothing to fear but fear itself. He was, he's a leftist idol in part for saying that. And the fear is the existential threat. Not the actual details. That's why when they tell you that nobody should have guns, they're playing upon this fear. And a lot of people just lap that up. Although, thankfully, not as many adults as, because more adults own guns than don't. And Trump's been saying the same thing, don't believe the hype, except he's the one they've labeled the existential threat to our country. So, beware the hysteria. It's never true. It is never true. Look at it for what it is. Do a little critical thinking. Don't let them make up your mind for you. Don't let me make up your mind for you. Examine everything I just told you. The only difference is you're going to find out that, I was right. Bill was right about that one. So, just a little primer. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Brinklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Trying to stimulate that portion of the brain that rules the critical thinking part of the cortex. I'm just trying to kick off the critical thinking. And then if you actually do it, which if you're listening to the show, I know you already do it, but I'm trying to, you know, I'm just trying to add to the mess. A wounded animal is something you should always be quite wary of. When they're in pain and desperation, they're going to do violent things. And so to me, it's really no coincidence when Sleepy Joe Biden won big this past Super Tuesday. That was followed by Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer threatening conservative members of the Supreme Court on Wednesday. Let me explain. Joe Biden is hardly Lancelot to President Trump's dragon. The Democrats and the deep state needed a first-class warrior, and instead their best option is a walking advertisement for Alzheimer's awareness. In his best days, Joe Biden was the political equivalent of Jack McCall shooting his adversaries in the back, and when he wasn't using his position of power for financial gain or stealing other people's words, he was helping his family line their own pockets. Today, he's simply a disoriented and stumbling shell of an unimportant political hack who looks on in confusion while his wife does his fighting for him. And if you've ever wounded or wondered, rather, what happens to the shriveled soul of a lifetime liar and a Democratic swindler, then all you have to do today is cast your eyes on old Sleepy Joe. He's a walking, talking effigy of Democratic corruption and amorality. And he's what the Democratic Party usually keeps far off the main stage for the back alley entertainment. But now he's the main event. But no amount of stick prodding by Donna Brazile or Tom Perez is going to turn Joe Biden into Fred Astaire. He's a freak show carnival attraction at best. Amazing onlookers by his ability to occasionally jumble audible words together into a sentence. The Democrats needed a man who could command a movement, and all they got was a man who could barely control his own. This is not to say that the president's reelection is in the bag, far from it. We have a vast array of villains acting in concert to take down our president. The Democratic Party has most of the permanent bureaucratic deep state, as well as some stealthy anti-Trump Republicans, or as I call them, the cruise directors. They got Wall Street, they got Russia, Iran, China, Venezuela, cosmopolitan Europe, the global warming doomsayers, the Middle East worst terrorists, and domestic Antifa terrorists here at home, all actively working to dislodge Trump from the White House. In the past, the chiefs of our intelligence agencies and clandestine services retired into relative obscurity, cognizant that their duty commanded their silent withdrawal into the pages of history. But not this crowd. After orchestrating a coup against the American president, it is not unusual to see the former heads of Obama's CIA, FBI, NSC, all tirelessly justifying their criminal acts on cable news each night. The corporate news media and institutional government have spent years trying to gin up enough hysteria in the nation that mock beheadings of the president and ritual reenactment of his assassination during summer theater might lead the American people to clamor for the real thing. So, no, the 2020 election is not going to be over until all the votes have been counted on November the 3rd, and it becomes clear we have successfully preserved Western civilization for at least a little while longer from this most recent manifestation of the siege of Vienna in 1683. All I'm saying is that, you know, Biden was never meant to be the establishment champion for resurrecting their oligarchic power. They wanted a formidable president, a formidable nominee, someone who could check all the right identity politics boxes and who was a wordsmith, knows how to string everything together. And instead, they're settling for a politician past his expiration date who sounds less creme de la creme and more soused in creme de menthe. The Democratic Party may depend on dead voters to win elections, but running a dead candidate is another thing altogether. Which leads me back to Senator Schumer. Senator Schumer, as far as I can tell, as I look back recently, besides, he's always lying. I mean, every time his face is moving, he's lying. So that's, you know, that's a given, especially if you're talking about politics. And when he does that, but I don't know that I would actually lay at his feet the call for violence. He's never been one of those that does that. Maxine Waters has done it. Yeah. A whole host of them have done it or called for it, right? Beto O'Rourke, which I can tell you, with Biden, Biden's out there telling Beto, you know, if when I win the election, I'm going to make you my gun confiscation czar. Brilliant move there, Joe. Anyway, the rhetoric of Bernie Sanders is what set in motion James Hodgkinson when he went after the Republicans in Alexandria. All of these strikes and attacks that you see against Trump supporters are all based on this rhetoric where politicians and people that are perceived to be authority figures clear the way for people to get violent with other people. So, that's where the danger of Chuckie Schumer getting out there and pointing out, you know, why didn't he mention, you know, Clarence Thomas? Clarence Thomas is arguably the most conservative member of the Supreme Court. He didn't mention Alito. He didn't mention Edwards. No, just Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, Trump's nominees. The Democrats are toast, and they know it, and they're wounded, and they're looking for a way to get... Now they're wanting to turn things into a mob thing. The Democrats are very, very centered right now on trying to make sure that a communist disciple of Stalin and Castro doesn't sew up the Democratic nomination for president by the beginning of this past month, but... They're actually disappointed altogether. If Biden goes on to clinch the nomination, the Democratic Party will have managed to take all the aloof, plain, manila folder blandness of John Kerry and combine it with the alertness and energy of a nursing home after pill rounds. And this is the one whom the commentariat is celebrating right now. The guy Obama and the gang blocked from running in 2016 because they felt him not quite up to the challenge when he was 4 years younger. The vice president during the slowest economic recovery since the Great Depression, the wordsmith who marveled at Obama for being strangely articulate for a black guy. You know, his chief political instinct is to sniff the hair of the wives and daughters and white at the White House. That's their guy as they push the violence. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump toured a neighborhood reduced to rubble in a Tennessee tornado earlier this week and talked about what he saw.
This is real devastation, like you'll never see, hopefully again. This was about as big a tornado as you can have. It was 50 miles long, which is extraordinarily long, and a very wide one. And you see what's happened. We saw it from the helicopter very well.
President Trump was met on his arrival by Tennessee Governor Bill Lee and U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn. While he was there, he had a message for the survivors.
We love them. They're special people. It's an incredible place, an incredible state, a tremendous heart. Already you see people rebuilding.
The Tennessee death toll stands at 24 from a pair of storms. Such trips have become familiar for the president, who has visited numerous scenes of disaster and tragedy after hurricanes, mass shootings, and wildfires during the past 3 years. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Let me drive this home simply because I know right now everybody's trying to. This is Gun Owners News Hour. And we're talking all this presidential politics. I'm going to tie it together for you right now, simply because this all affects you. Every bit of this affects you. If you're up above ground and walking in America today, this all affects you. So let me set the stage for you. First of all, when Senator Chuck Schumer, who is, he would be the first one to come out there and claim decorum and point of order and, you know, all this other stuff, parliamentary procedure, all this other stuff, when he crossed the line threatening Associate Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh in front of the Supreme Court. As a matter of fact, he should be emergency risk protection ordered out of New York right now. He should get one of those because he was calling for, you know, when you're out there saying you're going to pay the price. Well, listen, it doesn't matter what you mean, Chuck. It matters how it's taken. It matters about the perception. And I don't get too pumped up about political rhetoric most of the time, because these guys that are out there talking about their friends on the aisle, they actually are. You know, after they sit there and put on a good show for, C-SPAN, they go have drinks or something. I'm almost certain of it. And I know that impassioned politicians engage in hyperbole. But Schumer went beyond that, and what he did was inexcusable by any standard. At an abortion rights, and if you didn't see it, which you probably have, but let me just tell you about this. At an abortion rights rally hosted by the deceptively named Center for Reproductive Rights, Schumer said, I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions. Now, that's not rhetorically point, you know, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh does not represent the GOP. They were put in place by a president who ran as a Republican, okay, and who's operating as a conservative, okay, but they don't, they're not part of the GOP hierarchy. They are in the Supreme Court. So it's one thing for members of the political branches to criticize judges after they've made decisions that they disagree with, but to threaten them with consequences in advance of a decision is shocking. That's intimidation. That's threatening. If I had the hair trigger sensitivity of an impeachable offense like a congressional Democrat, I'd say this is a high crime or misdemeanor. But I'm not going to, so I'm not going to. Now, Cocaine Mitch got out there and he rebuked Schumer for his intemperate remarks, and Schumer sort of apologized, but not really. Not really even close. And he first counterpunched McConnell, claiming that McConnell made a glaring omission in not specifying that Schumer was referring to a case about that is before the court that could impact a woman's ability to get an abortion. Now, come on, Senator. Who would need additional context given that Schumer was speaking to a pro-abortion mob? Besides, how would adding that fact have mitigated his comments? He has no more right to threaten judges over a prospective decision involving the Democrats' holy sacrament of abortion than he does over a pending immigration case. He did say he shouldn't have used those words, and they didn't come out as he intended. He wasn't issuing a threat. He was referring to the political consequences the case would have. And through Schumer's spokeshole, Justin Goodman, he said Schumer was addressing a Republican congressman when he said a price would be paid. His language was in the second person, a direct warning to two of the justices by name. So let me tell you again, I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay for the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward. That's six U's in addition to the naming of the justices. So is Schumer saying he meant for the justices to, you know, take some notes and, you know, sail them down to the Congress, to Republican congressmen? That's pretty funny, pretty stupid, pretty funny. You will pay the price and you won't even know what hit you. Those are unambiguous threats, even if metaphorical. But how would these justices pay metaphorically? They have an appointment for life there, Chucky. You know this. Was he threatening to impeach them? What would you impeach them for following the Constitution? And at the very least, Schumer was fanning the flames of the abortion throng, and that in itself is dangerous, given their penchant for violence these days. And there's no excuse for his comments on doubling down or while pretending to apologize. When they get out there and you see, this is the thing. In politics, they look at a lot of things, and they think that you, the American public, just take this for granted. All of this combat war talk that they throw in there. All that vernacular that's thrown in there. So if they get out there and they're saying, you will rue the day, they don't expect you to, you leftist mob boys, you Bernie Burrows and all that, they don't expect you to light the you know, the torches and get out the pitchforks and go out there and start laying for somebody. And yet, that's exactly what happens. What Schumer was doing, right? What he's saying is he's confirming that he thinks it's appropriate to put political pressure on judges in advance of their rulings. And it shows that he believes the court should make a political decision in this case rather than interpret the statutes and the Constitution. And his lack of repentance appears in his defiant response to the normally mild-mannered Roberts, calling his remarks dangerous. John Roberts... They're pushing him the wrong way. We're going to see him change. John Roberts is going to be changing. Elizabeth Warren has already angered him during the impeachment thing, and Schumer got out there and shot back, accusing Roberts of bias for not calling out Trump for criticizing Justices Sotomayor and Ruth Bader Ginsburg last week. But Trump didn't threaten them. He simply pointed out that they were biased against him and that Sotomayor had accused Republican-appointed justices of being biased in favor of Trump. One fundamental difference between conservatives and progressives is that conservatives, like the framers, believe the judiciary is a non-political branch of government and that courts should interpret laws, not make them. For the progressives, everything is politicized. Everything, you can't watch a movie, you can't go to a play, everything is politicized, including the judiciary, and the courts should decide cases based on political considerations. And this is all the more reason we should appreciate Trump's record on appointing two originalist Supreme Court justices and a host of other appellate and district court justices and judges. And where this all ties in for you is you'll see more of this violent rhetoric, more of this suggestive talk. You will pay the price. You will do this and you will do that. And we are in an election year, and Trump is on the ticket. And if you're going to go out there, and I know a lot of you are going to go out there and you're going to proudly wear MAGA and MAGA 2 and, you know, let's reelect this guy and all this other stuff. Be aware. Go to these places by all means. Get out, participate, do your civic duty. But be aware, because there's a lot of people out there that don't care if you get hurt. They don't agree with you. They can't have a disagreement with you without wanting to get violent with you. And you need to be prepared for that. You need to understand that as you go forward. Being a gun owner, being a gun carrier, means that you should already have a heightened state of awareness. And most of you will be on the lookout. But for those of you that are not carrying guns right now, for those of you that haven't taken that step, this is a moment to reconsider. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
One more time before we kick this weekend off. I hope the weather is good wherever you are. South Carolina, it's been a little bit like a tropical rainforest.
It's been crazy. But this is Gun Owners News Hour. Let's see how many things we can squeeze into this really quick, just because there's so many things going on right now. In Los Angeles right now, District Attorney Jackie Lacey is all but locked up a third term in office. She is battling against reform candidates Georgia Gascon and Rachel Rossi. Gascon is a former L.A. cop with an outlook for the police that has changed since leaving the force. He wants to help perpetrators change their lives instead of just listening to the victims, which has drawn condemnation from police organizations. Rossi called the current justice system archaic and wants to bring humanity to the prosecutor's office. She also stated she wants to stop being tough on crime while looking for more ways to reach those that commit crimes. Sounds like all of these two come from San Francisco. You ought to go see the DA there. Lacey needed to get over 50% to avoid a runoff. She is currently sitting at just over 50%. Gascon has stalled out at 26%. With only provisional ballots left to count, there's probably not enough votes to put Lacey under the required total of a runoff. So in the days leading up to the election, Black Lives Matter protesters showed up at Lacey's house a little bit before 6 a.m. on Monday. And Lacey's husband, David Lacey, greeted the protesters by pointing a semi-automatic pistol at demonstrators. Now, California does not have a stand-your-ground law, so it appears that David Lacey could have broken the law by pulling out his gun. California law prohibits drawing, exhibiting, or using a firearm or deadly weapon unless there's an immediate threat to life. Anyone who violates that statute would be guilty of brandishing. However, David Lacey opened a locked door with the gun drawn towards protesters because he had a mob in his front yard. And he was aiming at them. According to legal analysts, this might not meet the requirement for drawing a handgun, although this is a gray area because he could argue that his family felt under siege by protesters who were worried that they were going to break down his door, which they have done. They've done this before. I mean, they did this to Tucker Carlson's wife. To make matters worse in the situation, David Lacey's finger was on the trigger, vastly increasing the chances of a negligent discharge. But they didn't charge David Lacey with a crime. Black Lives Matter protesters claimed that David Lacey traumatized them by threatening the group with his gun. Jackie Lacey did issue an apology stating that her husband felt threatened by the protesters. If the DA's office chose to file charges against him, it would be far from a sure thing in the case if they did charge him. The prosecutor would have to convince a jury that he knew that he was not in imminent danger. Which, how do you know that when you're facing a mob? How do you know that? So, you know, if charges were brought against him, there's a good chance he would get off. And is he getting special treatment? Probably. But who is to really say? And in the end, prosecutors won't slam dunks, or if it looks like they're wasting, you know, they don't want to look like this because they get voted in. Black Lives Matter was upset that Lacey did not meet with them when they showed up at her office. And the group believes that Lacey favors the police. And actually, Lacey has offered to meet with them multiple times, except she wants to meet with them and she wants to have a meeting. You know, come meet me, you know, send your representatives and come sit with me in my office. They don't want to do that. They want a big gathering so that they can publicly intimidate her. In the meantime, police unions have endorsed Lacey and have spent millions in advertising attacking Gascon, who is supported by Black Lives Matter. They have been actively campaigning to get Lacey voted out of office. They're now calling for her to resign over the actions of her husband. And Lacey is actually, and believe it or not, they're Democrats, but she's actually living the law, you know? And Black Lives Matter can't stand that. So, here's item number one. You saw Bernie Sanders out there saying that, I'm not a communist, I'm a democratic socialist. And there's no difference between communism and socialism, except in the means of achieving the same end. Communism enslaves men by force and socialism by vote. And according to Ayn Rand, is merely the difference between murder and suicide. Do you remember the Democratic debate when Bernie Sanders used Denmark, this was in Nevada, as a shining example of successful socialism and the model he wants to use for the USA? He calls it democratic socialism and cynically denies that it has an umbilical cord connected to communism. Yet in Denmark, taxes are the highest in Europe. Free higher education there is poor by any standard. Free health care is extremely poor. Deaths from cancer are higher there than in America, and Danes in general have a lower life expectancy than Americans. They do still burn coal, and they drive cars. And both private and public debt among Danes is extremely high. The Danish work ethic is poor. There's a critical skills shortage. Productivity is the poorest in Europe. Consumption of antidepressant drugs in Denmark is exceedingly high. With oil revenue dwindling, they are poor and getting poorer. And Danes are on some, most of them are on some form of public welfare. Violent crime, particularly perpetrated by unassimilated Islamic immigrants, is very high and getting worse. And, of course, legally owning any kind of gun in Denmark is all but impossible, and forceful self-defense is essentially illegal. Violent criminals have a right to expect no resistance from their victims. And that is the socialist utopia of Denmark. And curiously, you know, if this is the place to go, if this is the place to be like, why don't we see a mass exodus of Democrats moving there? But this is all Bernie's dream for us. So with this one, let me give you a quote, Alexis de Tocqueville. It's not an endlessly expanding list of rights. The right to education, the right to health care, the right to food and housing. That's not freedom. That's dependency. Those aren't rights. Those are the rations of slavery. Hay in a barn for human cattle. And one more little thing for the Bernie Bros. The dictatorship. Leon Trotsky said this in 1921. The dictatorship of the Communist Party is maintained by recourse to every form of violence. Trotsky narrowly survived several assassination attempts, and he was finally murdered while on exile in Mexico City by agents of Stalin's dreaded NKVD on 20 August 1940. Trotsky was 60 at the time. And the dream of Trotsky's modern-day acolytes in Hollywood in cinematic form, The Hunt, opens in theaters this month, and there you get to watch as self-righteous progressives use weapons of war to hunt down and murder deplorables. And it's curious that the Democrat always talk endlessly about fighting in fights and being avid fighters while simultaneously and so piously decrying gun violence as they cautiously peer out from between heavily armed Praetorian guards. So, the reincarnated Red Guards depicted in this film, along with the leftist producers of the film, apparently have no problem with engaging in gun violence so long as it's fun violence. It's fun if you're doing it against deplorables. So Marxists in and out of Hollywood who are backing today's Democrats are apparently advocating for their own right to keep and bear arms, but only for the purpose of murdering political opponents. And these are all dues-paying members of the Guns for Me, but Not for Thee cartel, a sinister organization founded in 1917 by Lenin and Trotsky and subsequently nurtured by Stalin and Mao and Castro, Pol Pot, Maduro, Ortega, Z, you know, name it. This is their dream. Their dream. Now graphically and unapologetically depicted in this film, all of them gleefully standing on piles of bullet-riddled Republican bodies. This comes as a surprise only to the naive snowflakes, and communists have historically done a poor job of camouflaging their real intentions. They can't help it, as we see. Ronald Reagan asked, how do you tell a communist? Well, as someone who reads Marx and Lenin, and how do you tell an anti-communist? It's someone who understands Marx and Lenin. They got that. All they have for us people is violence. All they want from they. Strangely to me, if you look at the progressives and the Islamists, they both are seeking our submission. They want everything we got, and they want us to submit to them. They want us to submit to their rule, to their diktats, to whatever they say. And the only thing that has kept them from doing it after all this time, because this has been going on since 1917, is you, a gun owner that lives in America. You are the final veto, the largest one. Be back next week. Stay awake. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.